This is Rhiannon Jones on the 7th of July with some comments about the dramatic news today of the closure of the News of the World. A few days ago, I, and no doubt many thousands of other people, received an email from somebody called Alex Wilkes of an organisation called avaz.org, inviting me to consider that I had only 48 hours left to stop Murdoch taking over or increasing his ownership of Sky. And what this was a campaign orchestrated to increase dramatically by tens of thousands the number of respondents to the Department of Culture, Media and Sports consultation on this proposed change of ownership to our media. Some months ago, an organization called 38 Degrees also made a similar suggestion to me regarding Andrew Lansley's proposals on NHS reform. And many listeners to this audioboo will be aware that we now have springing up both nationally and internationally, and I suspect before long locally, what I would call campaign platforms, which enable people to put a whole range of consultation responses into the public domain in such a way that dramatically increases the number of contributions that consultors receive. I think this is a fascinating development. This is social media at work in public engagement, but it also raises a large number of issues to do with the transparency of who exactly are these people, whether they will mount campaigns on both sides of a particular argument, what makes them choose one side of an argument or another. And it's something I think we will all wish to look at in great detail. For now, the interesting issue is, what role did people power actually play in the demise of the News of the World? And we will return to this, I'm sure, time and time again. Rhiannon Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 7th of July.